Monica, don't take it personal. 1108. Ooh, things like Ask a Man sometimes are personal. Thank you very much once again for tuning in to Ask a Man today. And for all the patient adults, thank you for being mature enough to say, hey man, I remember when I was 22, I also was like, hey, all over the place, you know, but we have to keep it safe. The advice of using condoms and being COVID safe as well is very important in this day and time. As much as we may be confused about, you know, where we find ourselves in terms of our relationships, very, very important that we remember that our sexual health is very important, our mental health, emotional health is very important, and so is our general health. So let's adhere to those COVID regulations and maybe just like keep it still and focus on the books for now for all you youth. So the ones that we call AMA 2000. 1109, here's something for you to take note of. Very, very important. Going once, going twice, and it is sold. Absolutely sold. Accelerated auctioneers are giving you the chance to win 20,000 rand towards the largest Joshua Dorr clearance sale. This is taking place online at aauctions.co.za. This is www.aauctions.co.za. It's taking place from the 8th of April, the 11th of April, every day from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So from the 8th of April tomorrow to the 11th of April from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply SMS WIN to 41391 to receive the entry link and you could walk away with 20,000 rand towards your bid. This is brought to you by Accelerated Auctioneers. All items must go. SMSs will be charged at 1.50 per SMS. VAS rates apply. Free SMSs do not apply. 15 minutes after 11, I'm about to speak to one of my favorite people. He's very inspirational. Very, very inspirational. He's actually a powerhouse. You know, he's, if I could put it in to sum it up, how to best describe him. He is literally the youth president of Tembisa. His name is Bulelani Balabala, founder of Township Entrepreneurs Alliance, T. I've watched him grow from strength to strength, pushing his agenda. And the agenda is very clear. Bulelani, if I'm not mistaken, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
I'm great. Thank you, brother man. I'm really, really great. If I'm not mistaken, your agenda is very, very clear. The empowerment of township economy and the empowerment of youth in the townships, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But perfect. Definitely. I mean, you know, I love a clear agenda and a person who goes about living their life with a clear agenda. Bulelani, you've done something absolutely amazing. UNISA Press and Township Entrepreneurs Alliance. This is T now. Township Entrepreneurship Alliance is your baby, right?
Yes.
And you've partnered with UNISA Press. You guys have collaborated and put together resources in conducting the Lockdown Economic Impact Survey, a common concern and a goal to understand how the COVID-19 pandemic and consequently the national lockdown affected the township economy in particular. So this is the formal and informal micro enterprises. What inspired this, Bulelani? Because, you know, we speak of the township economy, but we don't fully zoom into it and really have in-depth conversations about how it's actually carrying the nation and contributing to carrying the nation's economy.
Thank you so much, Tiswam Astineo, for the opportunity to unpack the data.
You're welcome.
I think first and foremost, one of the two main things that drove this data, undertaking this particular data task, was I think number one, the common cause that we had with UNISA Press was to start documenting actual data on the township, because One of the scariest things that you find is, apart from the township, just general data, and then very rich data, especially on small business across the country, is very rare to find. But most importantly, what becomes very much harder to find is data on the township economy. Mm. Now, over and above that, one of the things that we also then wanted to almost unpack is the impact of the lockdown, but not just the impact of the lockdown. I think when one goes through the report, what they're able to find as well is a almost pre-lockdown overview that gives an understanding in terms of where these entrepreneurs are, what the basic entrepreneur profile is, who they bank with, who they insured with, and I think most importantly, what the actual needs analysis is, and it does a comparative view with regards to the current lockdown. And I think the biggest driver for us and the biggest reason for us to do this is so that policymakers, whether be it in large corporates, heads of transformation, enterprise supply development and government agencies, can actually have rich and true data and have data that will help them drive the solutions that they create for the assistance of small business within the township and rural communities across the country.
So do township entrepreneurs, or rather entrepreneurs in the townships, do they truly get the help that they desire and the help that they rightfully deserve?
I mean, in my view, they don't. It almost seems like it's a forgotten economy, but in almost every speech now recent, whether be it Gauteng province or be it the government at large. I mean, quite recently, the Minister of Finance in his budget speech spoke about how small businesses, the economy, small businesses is the backbone of our economy and they need to be supported. Mm-hmm. And I mean, at some point, the president has mentioned the very same thing in his State of the Nation address. And I think the biggest critical thing here is that it needs to now start to move from it just being a conversational piece and being actual practicality. And I think the lockdown brought us a lot of tragedy, misery, and a lot of losses. But it also presented a great opportunity, and being championed by the Department of Small Business and other stakeholders, it presented an opportunity. Instead of the prehistoric way of doing business where you bundle up one large contract, 100 million, 500 million, a billion, and you give it to one service provider, rather. Mm. You know, you'd rather go the route of dismantling it and giving it in smaller portions to smaller entrepreneurs so that they can actually deliver. Mm. Because one of the biggest misconceptions or one of the biggest challenges you find is you talk to someone who's the head of procurement, and you say to them, well, here are small businesses or township entrepreneurs. Give them an opportunity for them to supply. And what you are met with is, you know, we need people who've got experience. But the biggest question is, similar to the job question, is where do they get the experience from? And we understand that business is different because you don't want to necessarily play with your money and toss it out the window. But in certain instances, what we've done, we've gone the mile and we've said that we, as an organization and a company, will act as surety on behalf of these entrepreneurs and guide them through the process of delivery. And I think that's almost the approach that we need, a head-holding approach. And if we are really serious about bringing people along the journey of economic development.
So, Bulelani, the data that you have collected with UNISA, what does it say about the township economy per se?
I mean, so our main key findings, and it's quite an extensive document, our main key findings, I mean, 77% of these entrepreneurs in the formal and informal sector had no source of income during the hard lockdown. So the hard lockdown would mainly be level 5, 4, and 3, and some parts of level 2, which then poses a big challenge, because what we then document is that their income even went as far as dropping below 5,000 rand a month. When we then ask the question, have you been able to access the relief fund? And we also then go a little bit more detailed.
I'm interested in terms of
the small business relief fund, the UIF relief fund, and the private relief fund.
I'm very interested in that. How many entrepreneurs, and I don't mean to rudely interrupt you, but
no problem.
I just don't want us to move so quickly from this trail of thought. How many entrepreneurs had access to the relief fund? How many of them, in terms of percentages or whatever your data could present to us on the table, declare that they had fair access to the relief funds in comparison to those who didn't?
About 2% were able to access the Small Business Department Relief Fund.
Are you serious? 2% only?
3% were able to access the UIF Relief Fund, and 1% were able to access the Private Relief Fund. And I guess the Private Relief Fund, I mean, one of them is the one that was ran by, I guess, the Business Partners, and I think another one was the one that was now recently with regards to the banks, when the president came out and showed his disappointment in terms of the banks not being able to actually assist SMMEs with the 200 billion or 100 billion, if I'm not mistaken, that is now made available to these entrepreneurs. Mm. So I think our biggest view here, Sister Nawo, is to then say, if you then develop and design a relief fund, you need to then develop and design a relief fund with the entrepreneur in mind. We are not necessarily saying let's do away with the compliance, but let's understand where the entrepreneurs are. The entrepreneur is an individual who's operating, especially small and township and rural entrepreneurs, one or startups. Yeah. They're operating on a 14-day cycle. Most of them are already in debt. And the cost of even starting and starting a business, before you even get any sales, I mean, it's up to 10 to 12,000 rand. Mm. Now, this ranges from your CIPC registration, from your QAEDA registration, to your UIF registration, of and course. So on and so forth. So it becomes very expensive for you to even register a business before you even trade. And I think with this at the back of the minds of the policymakers, of the relief scheme developers, then let's give leeway for these entrepreneurs so that they are able to play catch up. Another data point that came up is 67% of these entrepreneurs during level 5, 4, and 3 have said that they've not been able to operate since the lockdown. Mm. Now, an interesting thing here, because we're then going to release another data piece later on in the year, an interesting thing here, quite a few of these entrepreneurs that we're now engaging with to sort of get data for later have now decided to go back, close off their business entirely, and go look for formal employment. You know, which causes a very big problem, you know, because these, when you look at their entrepreneurial profile, these are individuals who are employing anywhere between 2 and 5 individuals. So the socioeconomic ripple effect of closing down businesses permanently, leaves quite a large number of more people unemployed. And the reality is, The only sector we believe, or I believe personally, and I stand to be corrected, that will be able to generate employment further and help with the unemployment rate is small business. And this is the market that consistently keeps being overlooked.
And this is where I'm going to wrap it up with you, Bulelani. Unfortunately, I have run out of time. I did have one more question for you, what the solution is moving forward. But I know that you do those posts on Instagram. Please answer this question for me on some of your Instagram posts. After this research, and now that you have these findings, and now that we know what the frustrating landmines are, the stumbling blocks are, what is the solution moving forward to get financial aid in the township economy and to get township entrepreneurs to be trusted with funding from either banks or state and such? I know that you're a motivator at heart and this is a big passion of yours. Never enough time in a day. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us. Much, much appreciated. The question would be, what is the solution moving forward? Because we do identify problems to find solutions and we do become entrepreneurs to solve economic solutions, and not only economic solutions, but consumer solutions or solutions, consumer problems as well. So now that we know what the problems are and where they lie, how do we then resolve? Bulelani, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day, sir.